Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And now for something very different. I want to go to Rachel. Rachel, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Rachel, you've been very busy. You've been writing to all 160 TDs.
Yeah.
Because something has to change, you think, in relation to the support for fertility treatments in Ireland.
Yeah, so recently myself and my husband, naturally enough, we've been trying to conceive ourselves, and we just kind of thought maybe we should go for some routine testing, as last week was Fertility Awareness Week. So we kind of just said, right, okay, let's pull the plug and we'll go and get some testing. Unfortunately, we didn't get the results that we were after, which isn't great. We were told. Say that to me again. Sorry.
Sorry, Rachel, to cut across you. There's a slight delay on the line. I was just asking you, what were you actually told?
We were told that we'd need to go ahead and proceed with IVF, but a form of it's ICSI, which is ICSI. So it's like a step up almost from IVF. It's just an extra little bit of a help. A little bit more than IVF, and obviously a higher cost.
Right. How much are we talking about?
You're talking, if a round of ICSI on its own is $5,450.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then a normal round of IVF is about $4,450, so it's €1,000 more.
Right.
So obviously, or naturally enough, that's going to bring huge financial burden on myself and my husband. We are considering right now at the moment at remortgaging our home. But I decided on Sunday that enough was enough, and I am aware that Simon Harris did make a statement in December of 2019 saying that something should be rolled out by 2021. But I mean, my biological clock doesn't stop for 2021 or for any pandemic or any COVID-19, unfortunately. I'm very thankful and grateful that age is on my side, but there's a lot of women and couples and same-sex partners and stuff, or couples out there that don't have the same time I have, unfortunately. So I did email every TD in the country on Sunday evening, just raising awareness, and it was a really, really difficult email to write, to bare my soul. You know, on a soft copy of something that means so much to me. And I've only got 12 responses, which is about a 7% response rate.
When did those emails go out?
Sunday.
Right, okay. Well, I suppose we're only on Tuesday yet,
yeah.
So we won't damn the other 148 who haven't gotten back to you,
yeah,
as of yet. But so people understand, Ireland and Lithuania are now the only two EU countries that don't offer some kind of funding,
yeah,
state funding for fertility treatments.
Yeah.
Even though World Health Organization says infertility is a medical condition, so
yeah,
you would think that you should be able to get something on the public health system. But in Ireland, there's nothing. Everything is private.
Absolutely everything, from testing right through to if you have the means to go ahead with the treatment. Now, bear in mind, your $5,450 or your $4,000, whatever the case may be, does not include your IVF medication, which on top is about another €1,200. Yes, you can sign up to the drug payment scheme, and obviously you'll pay a maximum of $124. Yes, that relieves some of the burden, but, I mean, £5,450 is an awful lot of money, and on average it takes 2.7 rounds of ICSI or IVF to have a pregnancy.
And do you mind me asking, as a personal question,
yeah,
Rachel, like, how long have you been, you and your partner, been trying for a baby?
Probably about a year now. It's something that we've always agreed on, that we do want kids and stuff. But probably about a year. Now, unfortunately, my husband had mumps as an adult, which obviously has damaged, or, you know, irreversible damage to his reproductive system, which it's not ideal, obviously. And I think, thankfully, we still have the IVF road. We are grateful for that. But I can't stress enough how much IVF, number one, needs to be regulated, because it's now a private business, and it's been this profit and fortune being made from the misfortune of myself and my husband and all the other couples that's out there.
Well, I suppose to be fair to the people who are offering those IVF services, they're making a profit, but they're in a business and they're offering a service that a lot of couples really, really need and are grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely.
But obviously your point is that there should be some regulation of that, that service.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, that there should be regulation there. There should be a cap. Now, I know there is one political party that is advocating for three rounds of IVF to be free. That would be amazing. Anything would be a great help. But the fact that it's not regulated at all here, and to think that you could spend €15,000 and not have anything at the end of it, that's a tough pill to swallow when I have to remortgage my house. Myself and my husband both work full-time. We both pay a mortgage, pay our taxes. We do any overtime or anything that's thrown our way. Both worked, you know, throughout lockdown, the whole thing. So thankfully, you know, I'm working from home and he was on the front line. But, I mean, it's just not an ideal situation. And I know there's so many other couples out there that are fighting for the same regulation that we're after. But it's just not enough, 2021. Everything's put on the back burner, and that's not fair.
I'll just let you know, Rachel, that we did get a lengthy statement from the department.
Yeah.
But in response to this particular issue around the legislation, they said, in regard to the legislation on assisted human reproduction, it is not possible at this time to give definitive timelines for the completion of the draft bill, its subsequent passage through the House of the Oireachtas, or its enactment. However, the enactment of the bill is included in the programme for government. So I suppose that really just puts it in a time frame of any time between now and 5 years' time.
How long is a piece of string? I mean, that's an unfair statement. That's my belief, and that's me saying it. I think that's an unfair statement because, I can't stress, I'm lucky I have age on my side. However, there's some couples out there that are approaching their 40s or they're after moving into their 40s, and they're hoping and praying that they can be parents someday and fulfill a dream maybe that they've had for a long time. But time is running out, and unfortunately finances will run out too. And now or next year or the year after is just not good enough.
I know, because of course we know and we've heard them before, and I'm sure we'll hear more of them in response to this, Rachel, like that journey that couples put themselves on, it is the most heartbreaking journey, you know, so full of hope but so fraught. Yeah. And as you say, it's not, there's no guarantees.
No, and it's not an easy diagnosis. So from when you're told that you do need treatment to it, that's difficult in itself, and then to actually go through the injections and go through egg retrieval and then praying that your embryos, you know, move through the stages and progress normally and at the good rate so that they can be placed and transferred back into the uterus. I mean, that process in itself is stressful. And then you have people saying, oh, just, it'll be fine, it'll work out for you. And you're like, well, it just mightn't.
I do think we need to have a real think to ourselves and second think before you say anything to any woman about children or fertility.
Yeah.
Or anything, because I think a lot of people really don't realise the pain and the,
yeah,
the private anguish that a lot of people are going through in relation to this. And people are very quick to ask questions and comment about people's family arrangements.
Yeah, and I think, in fairness, last week with the Fertility Awareness Week, Lottie Ryan done an amazing job with her Instagram posts and linking in with fertility clinics to raise the awareness for people, regardless of sex or age or whatever the case may be, that just to be kind with your words, because you don't know my journey, I don't know yours, and, you know, it can be a bit of a hot topic. And just like mental health in the past, let's not make it a taboo subject. However, something needs to be done on the flip side to help people become parents, and it's just not easy.
Okay, will you stay with me, Rachel?
I will, yeah.
I need to take a break, but we want to continue this conversation after these.
Yeah.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we were just talking to Rachel there before the break about her call on the political system really to support and speed up this promise to fund IVF treatment and support people going through this process. Rachel, I want to wish you the very, very best of luck. Well, hopefully we'll come back to this tomorrow, because we are getting a lot of calls as anticipated on it. And we, as I say, I wish you and your husband the very best of luck on your own journey.
Thank you so much, Katie. I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.